Happy Monday to you all. Pleased to be back in this seat, filling in for Paul W. Smith on Focus on WJR. Want to talk now with a friend, David Carlton. He is the principal in Stuart Pittman Incorporated, located in downtown Detroit. He has gotten himself involved in quite a project. You cross the MacArthur Bridge on your way to Belle Isle. First thing you see, really, is this white structure that was built in the early 1900s, the Detroit Boat Club, or the Belle Isle Boathouse, however you want to describe it. It is a historic, iconic structure in the city of Detroit. It has been vacant since 2022, I believe. It has fallen into disarray. It is going to take a lot of effort to rehabilitate and redevelop this historic structure. And David Carlton thinks he's the man to to get this done. David, welcome. It's great to see you again. And you've had some challenges in your career from a development and rehab standpoint. The GAR building, the castle that so many of us know, the iconic castle, that was part of your work. You're taking on another incredible building with Detroit history in the case of the Boathouse on Belle Isle.
Taking it on and really excited, really proud. There's rare opportunities like this nationally in any city. Detroit's offered me a few of those. The GAR building, which you remember,
right,
was certainly one. And in comparison, the Boathouse, which has been vacant but watched for the past 6-7 years. The GAR, if you remember, was vacant for 30 years.
Yeah.
The roof was in. It was just a mess. It was basically a large pigeon coop. So the first time I walked into the Boathouse, I was blown away. It's probably a 7 out of 10 in terms of the interior condition and what we have to work with there. Everyone drives by, you know, the roof is bad, the plaster is falling off on the outside, whatever that's called. Inside is a totally different story.
Well, and I've been inside the Boathouse. It's been years now, but you know, they used to bring some of the hydroplane drivers there. We had press conferences there inside on the first floor.
Yeah.
You know, the woodwork and the ceilings and the, you know, the flooring inside. I mean, it is an incredible structure that it would be a shame if it can't be, you know, saved and preserved and rehabilitated.
Whenever I hear the words historic building and demolition, it kind of gets my attention.
Yeah.
And certainly that's how we fell into some of these previous projects. But this was something almost 2 years ago, the DNR said, we don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it out for public comment, which I commented on, and then didn't sit down quickly enough because suddenly I was there with an LOI on an RFP, and we spent better part of the last year negotiating a lease, 50 years, with plans to open in 2029.
All right, so how do we get there? You know, the DNR had said take $2 million to demo the Boathouse.
Sure.
It might take $30 or $40 million to to kind of put it back together. So what's the plan?
So it would have taken a bit more than $2 million to tear it down, but that's another story. Fortunately, we're not facing that. You know, this is really a community-supported project. There's so much interest in this city of Detroit, not only in historic architecture and preservation. The riverfront now is on fire, and it's being recognized internationally as a hotspot. You know, every other week, some magazine says Detroit's the go-to, et cetera, et cetera. Certainly with what Dan Gilbert and his team are going to do along the Rents End, Matt Cullen and now Sandy Pierce just making the whole riverfront. It's going to take, I won't say Herculean effort, but it's going to take a little bit of everyone pitching in, individual donors, the foundations we're speaking to, historic tax credits. We're working with this phenomenal guy, Gordon Goldie at Plant Moran, to make sure that we're capitalizing on all the historic tax credits that we'll gather at the tail end. And then you get into traditional financing, investors for a couple of phenomenal restaurants we're going to bring online. It's really an exciting, even this part is exciting, is how do we get there? You know, we've done renovation. Chrisman Construction will knock it out of the park. It's how do we get to that point?
Right, right. And, you know, this building, early 1900s, right? And
1902.
It was originally built to support the rowing team and rowing efforts on the Detroit River.
Yeah.
And at one time, there were 70 boathouses along the Detroit River?
Absolutely. The history of rowing and sailing in the city of Detroit on the riverfront, it goes back even further than, you know, civilization, if you will.
Right.
1902, it was put together. And the big push, really, with the city and the state with my negotiations, I no longer call it the Boat Club because that's exclusive. This is the Detroit Boathouse on Belle Isle, which means when we're done, this is a community asset. There are two programs there, the Detroit Community Sailing Center and the Friends of Detroit Rowing, which do just incredible work. And I'm not a boater, so I had no idea. I walked in, said, yeah, let's save this building. And I was like, well, what are those dozens of people doing over there in the corner?
Yeah.
So I've really learned about those programs. And if we can build a foundation for them to grow, reach out to more youth and adults here in the city, really the whole region, you know, it's win-win.
And so that was the original purpose of the building, but it became much more than that. It became a social club as well. I read 900 members at one time in its heyday.
Yeah.
But, you know, it hasn't been maintained. It hasn't. Things go through chapters and cycles, right? And now you need a new chapter for this incredible building.
And again, I feel incredibly blessed to have this opportunity. You know, again, I thought the castle was once in a lifetime. You know, that Civil War era, beautiful castle, stone, blah, blah, blah. To fall into this and have another opportunity. You know, my parents, man, they were history buffs.
Yep.
And they instilled the love of this city in all the kids. So, you know, to be able to carry that on and leave a mark, you know, it's a blessing, truly.
So you don't see it from the outside necessarily right now, but there is work already beginning on this project. You're doing some interior digital imaging. What will that allow you to do?
You know, what I love about this, back in the day on other projects, you know, an architect would walk through with a clipboard and a measuring tape. This team that I'm working with out of Madison, Wisconsin, Insight Consulting Architects, somehow specializes in historic boathouses, which to me initially is like crazy. But they went through, two men, probably 48 hours over the course of a week, with scanners literally digitally measuring, taking photographs of the entire site. They'll go back now to their offices. They'll build all the models. So as we move forward in figuring out what's where and who's what and where, what's going to look like at the end of the day, you know, it's already in their computer. They've loaded it up. It's exciting. That part's exciting to watch as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you're going to have a lot of other activity on the inside and the outside of the building as this progress as this project progresses. If people want to keep track of the progress, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know, so we're going to launch our new website this month, and that's going to obviously track everything. And then social media is all over the place. We're going to have much more of a presence. We just signed our lease at tail end of January.
Right.
So it's been talking about it for 2 years, but now it's getting fun and exciting, and there'll definitely be a presence.
Looking forward to watching your progress. David, thank you so much. David Carlton. He is the principal with Stuart Pittman joining us on the WJR Focus Show. Dave Llewellyn sitting in for Paul W. Smith. The Detroit Boathouse, the new chapter, it's coming on the Detroit Riverfront. We're back with more after this.